الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Now, Shahar did read and explained also, it was also more or less on the same subject. And that is the very purpose of our life. We should all think that, have I made an object of my life, a purpose of my life, a goal of my life? Or am I just living day to day as the days come and I live? Or have I made some purpose? And the main purpose and object of life is to find Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. The tafsir of the ayah, that why may Allah has created jinn and man for his worship. And the meaning of his worship here refers to his recognition. And also, Allah Ta'ala's kalam is Allah's kalam. There can be no kalam superior than that. Why Allah meant liya'rifun, but Allah didn't send the ayat وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. That is what Allah meant. So why did Allah say إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ and mean لِيَعْرِفُونَ? With that ma'rifat is only accepted which is with ibadat. Without ibadat, ma'rifat, there are many people, non-Muslims also, who lack philosophers and great people, or even amongst Muslim people, there are people who don't make the ibadat of Allah, but they claim great ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. For example, those people who are busy with their qawwali the whole night, and they get hal also, and they go in a different mood also, in a different world. But when fajr time comes, they go in sleep away. So that ma'rifat is not acceptable. That ma'rifat is acceptable, which is with the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One such peer sahab who went to a certain town, and as he was walking and all his murids walking with him, suddenly he just gave a sharp break. So all wondering what happened, why Hazrat suddenly just stopped. So those who were close to Hazrat, they had the courage to ask Hazrat, what happened? So he says, didn't you see? He says, what can we see? We are gunegar, big sinners. You people are people of not marifat and that. You people see. He says, the dog was entering Haram Sharif. Far away from Haram Sharif, in another country, he says, a dog was entering Haram Sharif, and I chased it out. Oh, so everyone, what a great buzur this is, that from here, he can see right till Haram Makkah Sharif, Haram Sharif. And also he can make matters change also, that he chased the dog out of. So all started giving dawahs, everyone, dawah by my house, dawah by my house. So one person who had the correct aqidah, correct beliefs, so he told his wife, his wife had the correct beliefs. So he also told his wife, and we also must invite Hazrat, such a great buzur. So she said, no problem, we'll invite him. But first ask Hazrat about his namaz. He doesn't make namaz. So he was frightened. He went there, he said, Hazrat, I want to make your dawah, everything. My wife also agrees. But she says, first I must ask you your namaz. So he says, you are very gustakh, you're disrespectful. How can you ask such a big buzurg about his namaz? That my namazes are made in Haram Sharif. My namazes are made in the fourth heaven, in the heavens. If I make my namazes there. So he came and he said, he's such a great buzur. We must invite him. His namazes, we make namaz here in India, Pakistan, wherever. His namazes are made in Makkah Sharif. His namazes are made in Jannah. So she said, then in that case, tell him to eat also there. So the wonderful free food of Haram Sharif, of Jannat, the manna and salwa of Jannat, he must eat that. Why he comes here? So he told the chef, so he says, you are very disrespectful. So he told his wife that you must somehow make his dawat. So he insisted, so she said, okay, we'll make his dawat. So when he came and he sat down, so as normal the procedure is, and that is the etiquette also, that you start with the main person who is there. Food you send to him first. But she was sending to everyone else. And she changed the tartib, the system, that she didn't put it like normally you put food in the platters, everyone dishes out for himself, but she sent everyone's plate separately. And everyone, the rice, and on top of that, all the meat and the chicken and whatever, everything. So he's seeing everyone getting, and me, so he told, I'm supposed to get the first. And I'm seeing everyone, my mouth is watering, and I'm not getting, everyone else is getting. So he went, he told his wife, she said, no, tell him, for him is special. For him is very special. So finally, so then he said that something really is coming for me. When it came finally, she put the chicken, the meat under, and the plain rice on top. So he's seeing that I only got plain rice. And all the others, they got all meat and that. So he became very angry again. So he said that you're going to let you, he'll make bad dua for us. He's such a great buzur, and you doing all this. So she said, for him, I'll come special and I'll bring the food myself, the very special food. She came with that, Imam Dista, that what they stamped the masala with, the big wooden rod. She came and she gave him one shot. And she told him that you can see the dog in Makkah Sharif, but you can't see the meat under the rice yet, which is under your nose yet. So not that kind of ma'rifat. That a person claims that great ma'rifat of Allah, but in the meantime, he can't even see that. Just ma'rifat is what ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, the correct ibadat. And the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, there are two main things. One is niyat must be correct, sincerity. And that also a person has to see that how much of sincerity and how much of nafsaniyat is in us. We think we are doing it sincerely, but really if we have to analyze, or later in our lives we look back, we see it was all nafsaniyat. So niyat must be correct. Second, tariqa must be correct. And the tariqah is of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of sunnah we have got in our lives. That person is closer to Allah, whose niyat is correct, and then the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are in his life. So anyway, this is what the meaning is, illa liya'budun, ay illa liya'arifun. The main is to gain the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. And it must be what the ibadat of Allah. That ma'rifat which is without ibadat, that is not acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And first of all, to make our object of our life the ma'rifat of Allah. How many of us we make, and the main cause and sabab of this ma'rifat Allah has kept is in namaz. Every namaz. Not only fajr namaz, but the two sunnahs of fajr also. And then the two faras of Fajr also. And every namaz must be such that it takes us closer to Allah. Then the nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, connection of Allah grows more. But how many of us, we are still, that whole namaz we made and we didn't think of Allah one time also. Not from the beginning, our niyat also, if we maybe just rattle off the niyat in our tongue, on our tongues or in our mind, in our heart, but is Allah present in front of us? And then throughout the namaz, that connection must be becoming stronger and stronger all the time. Till finally, when you make salam also, then also that connection and the consciousness, like we make salam, who of us, to who are we making salam? We are just mostly saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But who did we make salam to? Like this, if we make salam to anyone, even over the phone, if you're making a salam, but you are unconscious, you haven't got anyone in mind who you're making salam to. Or in person, you are making salam to somebody, but you're not looking at the person. You are looking the other side and you're telling Assalamu Alaikum. So this salam is to the malaika which are here. And they are kiram and katibin. They are the katibin who are writing down the every action of ours. The angel on the right hand side writing all the righteous deeds. And the angel on the left, all our wrong things he's writing. And the Amir of the two is the Amir on the right. Do we make the niyat when we make salam? Think now, we made Maghrib just now. Who of us made niyat of Kiram and Katibi? Or it was just, not even to a spook we made niyat. We made salam. To no one. We just said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But to no one we made salam. So this is that nisbat that is required. That connection with Allah. And every namaz is supposed to give that to us. Our whole Surah Fatiha we read. For what do we read Surah Fatiha? Right from the beginning, the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. And then, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een is Baini wa Baina Abdi. Between half-half. That one half is the praises of Allah and the other half is to seek the help of Allah. And then it is that هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلَي عَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. This is from between me and my banda what he asked for. And what is that? Who of us think that what is the purpose, the whole purpose of namaz really, of Surah Fatiha, is to gain sirat mustaqim, that straight path. And which is the sirat mustaqim? Which the Quran Sharif itself has defined, الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, on whom Allah Ta'ala has made in'am on. Allah has showered His favors upon. And that also the Quran Sharif defines who are they. So am I, my namaz, am I coming to that, oh Allah, make me amongst those people that on whom you shower your favors upon. Or is it just you just press the button and the machine starts working. And you don't have to do anything. We just said Allahu Akbar, oblivious also. And the end, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, namaz is done. But we hardly met Allah Ta'ala. We hardly thought of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is required. Illa liya'rifun. The ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. And that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala must come to such an extent that out of namaz also. For example, when we will want to eat, automatically, one of Maulana Ashiq Ilahi, Badan Shehri, Rahmatullah, his son, once we were eating, and we were discussing about Bismillah, to say Bismillah before we start to eat. So he says, my father taught us from small that when our hand stretches out for anything, then immediately Bismillah must come out. Before the thing going to your mouth, when you start stretching for something, then Bismillah must come on you. But we all take it for granted we read Bismillah when we eat, but yet how much do we read Bismillah? Most of us, we forget our Bismillah. And at the end of eating, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana, which is the most common dua after eating, very seldom you'll hear that. Between eating, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And whereas that is one way of gaining the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah which comes in the hadith, that Allah Ta'ala becomes very pleased with that person, that when he eats, he praises Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. But we just eat and we'll talk of politics, we'll talk of sports, we'll talk of the weather, but to remember Allah, who gave me this ni'mat of this food. And then this food also, what a ni'mat. And the one dua, which is also one of the common famous dua. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha, wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who has given this to me to eat, without any effort, without any anything from my side. And if we go and see, that even if you're having a meal by somebody and they invited you, there you did nothing. But all in your own house also, you bought the food, or you cooked it also yourself, the woman folk, or even if the man cooked it, whoever. But still, really, it is nothing from our side. Who gave us that food? If you just imagine that grain of rice, we pay for a kilo of rice, how much you pay, what's the price? 50 rand, 60, 70, whatever the price might be. But who can pay for one grain of rice? And who made that grain of rice? Only Allah Ta'ala. Not the farmer also. All we pay for is the effort these people have done. What the farmer, the laborers, and that also Allah has subsidized it very greatly. For a kilo of rice, whatever amount of money we are paying, that amount can never pay for that rice there. That if you consider the people who plowed the land, and for to plow the land, they needed a tractor in our days, normally, if they do farming. Where the tractor was made, and with what things the tractor was made, all the material, not only steel, lot of other things there. And then wherever, and today it is, that a thing is not made and manufactured in one place. All the parts come from different parts of the world. And that's it. Then it's assembled in one place. And then from there, from that assembly point, it is now distributed whoever orders which part of the world. And for that, mostly by ships, shipments are made. Now the whole industry of the ship, to build the ship, to maintain the ship, all the people working, how many things go into that? Then that 1 kilo of rice could come to you. So, and then after that, all the workers who are working, each one has got his own needs. And everyone's needs have to be satisfied. Everyone has to be healthy to come to work. If a person is sick, he goes to doctor. He's not turning up for work. Also, it's unbelievable. The roads that are made, and all the people who made the roads, then at the ports, the cranes that are used to load on the goods, offload the goods, all that whole detail, this crane cannot work until so many things are not in order. How many computers have to work today before that crane can work? And then after that, when it's transported, it comes to the warehouses. And then from there, packaging is done. Then it goes to the wholesalers. Then it goes to the retailer. Now I go buy with my 100 rand. Can it ever pay for all this? And it hasn't been subsided, not heavily subsided. Allah has given us what a subsidy. That just the small amount of token that you are paying in order for all this to come to you. So bin ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. So if a person puts that morsel of food and he thinks of Allah like this, Ya Allah, from where and where you brought this? And then again to pick it up, morsel of food, if your fingers are not right, if you've got something wrong in your fingers, in order to put them together, and then to lift it up, if you haven't got that strength, that is also not in your power at all. And it is only in Allah Ta'ala. To put it in your mouth, you got one blister in your mouth, you can't eat. You got a problem. You got one toothache. You got a problem, you can't. Who is it that is giving all this? Min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Even if I bought it myself, I cooked it myself, still min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. This ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. This is what we are supposed to acquire. And this is the road that we are traveling on to find Allah Ta'ala. And for how fortunate that person will be that when maut comes and he goes and meet Allah Ta'ala. And really for such a person, all the ni'mat of akhirat, they are not so important also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, a very great buzurg, elderly, in the time of Maulana Thanwi, when Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali was still young. He was elderly, he was of that age. So he said that if I'm in Jannat, and a whore of Jannat comes and sits in my lap, I will tell her, Bibi, if you want to hear Quran Sharif, sit. Otherwise you can go. So, in other words, what is the enjoyment of Jannat? Not even those, and how are those whores? We cannot imagine. all the women of the world, their beauty, their kindness, their khidmat, their service cannot compare with those. And they will be sitting in his lap. And he will see if the enjoyment of Quran Sharif he will get. So these people, this is what, that once a person has got an inkling, a taste of the ma'rifat of Allah, then he only wants Allah Ta'ala. We are such that we want all these physical enjoyments. Even in Jannat, Akhirat, we are more interested in the physical enjoyments there than the greatest ni'mat of Jannat, in front of which the ni'mat of Jannat also will appear to be like nothing. They will just lose all their values when Allah will show Himself to the people of Jannat. They won't think that the ni'mat of Jannat are inferior to Allah. They'll forget the ni'mat of Jannat. So great will be the ni'mat of just to see Allah. After all, who is more beautiful? Beauty or the creator of beauty? The creator of beauty is much more beautiful than beauty. Beauty has been created. And beauty doesn't know what beauty is. The beauty, the creator, how and what he has put in that beauty. 1%. Or, percent of beauty in there. So what is the beauty of the creator? What is his beauty? So all the enjoyment of Jannat, all the beauty, the beautiful scenery and everything compared to Allah, that it can't compare. Which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, "E shakar khushtar, ya ki shakar saazat." Is the sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? Sugar doesn't even know what is sweetness. Who put the sweetness in sugar? Allah Ta'ala. Allah could put bitterness in sugar. Allah could put sourness in sugar. Allah could make it tasteless. It is all. And sugar itself. And this also, one other very important thing, that whatever we do of our worldly things, eating, sleeping, medicine we have, earn our rosy, there are three things we must try and focus on. The one is that our aqidah must be correct. That this sleep, Allah is the creator of sleep. This food, Allah is the creator. This medicine, Allah is the creator. Everything, Allah alone is the creator. The shop, the house, Allah alone is the creator. So our aqidah, and then the effect in that thing, the effect in food to satiate you, that you get full, your stomach is full, you feel nice, that you had a meal. That is also only in Allah's hands. It's not in the food. Sometimes the person eats, and his wife asks him, "You didn't read Bismillah today? You're just eating. And sometimes you hardly really eat, I'm full. So it's Allah who makes you full. So the aqidah that Allah is the do. And then the effect in that food is not in the food. It is also only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So that of ours must also be correct. So the akhlaq, the aqidah. Second, ikhlas. Do it all. Allah, we must bring ourselves to that stage only for Allah's pleasure. Eat only for Allah's pleasure. Don't eat because it's time to eat. Or don't eat and you're watching the watch how much time I've got to eat. But Allah's hukam, that is Allah's hukam that we must eat. Allah's hukam we must sleep. Everything what we have to do, earn our rosy. There is a beautiful article written by Maulana, Maariful Quran, Maulana Ilyas Kandelwi Rahmatullah Alayh. Idris Kandelwi Rahmatullah Ali, that for the functioning of the world, there are four basic things. One is farming, all the farmers who farm and all the things that we eat without the farms, and so much of detail in that. Then the other is business, how many types of business there are. Then the other is industry and manufacturing of things. And the fourth is the labor force. Without the labor force also nothing. And all these four things, people who have this objection against Islam, that Islam is a It stops material progress. Islam comes in the way of material progress. So on that, Maulana is explaining that these are the four things for material progress. And Islam has not only given orders of these four things, but has encouraged all four also. And Islam is encouraged to do business. At-tajiru as-saduq, that a person, a proper businessman, and lot of details in that. For the farmer, Islam has encouraged lot on farming. All these things here. For to be a laborer, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged, and Islam not only encouraged all this, but gave rulings about all these also. And there are details about it. In the kitabs of fiqh, all the laws that are there, they are so much in detail about all these things. So anyone who says that Islam is a hindrance, is a blockage to material progress, is totally unaware of what Islam is. And then again, yes, Islam, what I had to explain, those three things, I hope inshallah get time. But Islam has given rules and regulations. Like, for example, every government in the world, their constitution, their law books say that stealing is a crime. Bribery is a crime. But stealing, bribery, there is benefit for the one who takes the bribe. He gets money. The one who steals, he gets money. So they could object to their government that this is our rosy. We live by stealing, we live by bribery. So how can you condemn this and make it a sin? So according to the government, according to their thinking, they made some laws. Allah, who is the all-knowing, and Allah's laws are not for one country, for all countries. Not for one constitution of one period, but forever, everywhere. Allah has made, for example, gambling haram. And gambling, people benefit also. Some people benefit in that. فِيهِ مَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَفِيهِ مَنَافِعٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ There is some benefit, but the harm is much more greater. So Allah made His laws according to that. So Islam has made all those things haram, which are harmful for the progress of mankind. Man, if he cannot understand it, that is his problem. But Islam, and physically, practically, for about 1,000 years, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, Islam ruled the world. And Islam, for example, spread in the world, and without a single university, without a single college, Egypt, Syria, Jordan, all these countries, their culture was not Arabic. Their language was not Arabic. Their religion was not Islam. They all became Muslims, and they all accepted Arabic became their language. And the Islamic way of life became the culture without a single college or without a single university. It was that lifestyle. It was only till about 300, 400 years ago when Julius Caesar made the true difference. That give to the state what belongs to the state and give to God what belongs to God. And that was then, Christianity was first the target. And then all the religions, today Islam also has come under fire. That our daily life is separate, our dunya's life is separate. Whereas it's one life. Islamic life is one life. So just to quickly, our aqidah must be correct. Second, our niyat must be correct, ikhlas. And thirdly, tariqah must be correct, sunnah tariqah, which includes the du'as also to be recited. Normally we only refer to the du'as, and we don't refer to the other aspects. But aqidah is the most important. And then after that, ikhlas, sincerity, and the niyat, why we are eating. Otherwise we're just eating, we're just sleeping, not even like animals we are. But the niyat must be correct also. And then the tariqah also must be correct. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, inshallah.